Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth a visit. So do pop in and tell the staff here that Adrian and Jeremy from the Opinions Matter podcast asked you to pop in. By the way, the Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio has a fantastic menu and a great atmosphere, great food. It's well worth a visit if you are in the Portmarnock area. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? We got this message in from one of our listeners yesterday. I'd like you to talk about old men and middle-aged men walking around gym changing rooms fully naked with children around. At my gym, which I'm not going to name, they've mostly normalised it or walk around nude in the changing rooms. Keep in mind, these changing rooms are for all ages. There's also holes in the shower where perverts look through into your cubicle. Discuss this immediately. Now, he did give us the name of this particular venue. We're not going to name this venue, obviously, but suffice to say, it is a hotel with a gym and a swimming pool. Isn't that right?
Yeah, so it's not a... People were guessing in the comments. There's no point in guessing what to, because this happens everywhere. There's no point in trying to guess in the comments on social media which gym this was. It's not a chain of gyms that a lot of you thought it was. It's a gym within a hotel that also has a swimming pool. I've been in that swimming pool, by the way. It's a lovely swimming pool. And I can contest to the fact that in the changing rooms, there is no separate changing rooms for children. Sorry, I've never been to a gym stroke swimming pool where there's separate changing rooms for children and adults.
Okay, but the argument is, anyway, this whole thing of walking around naked in a dressing room, what's the need for it?
No, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
But it happens. Every time I go to a changing room, there's men walking around.
We were down in Galway in a mini break about 4 weeks ago, and in the hotel, lovely swimming pool again. And we had the three kids with us, and we went for a swim, obviously. And herself took the two girls into their changing rooms, and I took my young fella, who's 9 and is very body aware and aware of anatomy and stuff like that, as kids should be. Yeah, as kids should be. There's nothing dirty or wrong about nudity. And we were in the changing rooms, and there was two old men who were getting changed after getting out of the pool, and they were completely starkers as they were getting changed. Now, Luke, being a 9-year-old, was elbowing Daddy. Go, Daddy, look at his big belly, and look at his balls around, Daddy. Look at his balls and stuff like that. And what's the big deal?
Okay, the big deal is there's no need for
like using language. People were using language in the comments like predatory and stuff like that. But you ever come off it, lads? And stop, you know, trying to connect nudity with predatory behaviour and stuff like that.
Okay, is the need then? And let me just work with this message. Is the need to be naked in a dressing room?
Some people just come out of the shower and they don't have the towel and they walk around. I've seen it in gyms.
Walk out of the shower without a towel.
I think you're all being carried.
Again, who does that?
What?
Who walks out of the shower without a towel?
Okay, the key is where this happens. It's called a changing room.
Yeah.
Okay, it's called a changing room, which is where you change. And if you bring your child into that change, I'll have to ask my missus. I don't know what goes on in women's changing rooms, do you?
No, I've never been in one.
No. But I don't know if women are naked. But again, this is harping back to 1960s Ireland.
I'm asking the question again.
Why? Stupid question. It's a stupid question.
What is the issue with wrapping a bloody towel around you? Literally wrapping a towel around you. How is that a big problem?
It's not a problem, but people just want to, like, okay, what's the problem with not wrapping a towel around you? Now, as I said, I wouldn't do it myself.
Why wouldn't you do it yourself?
I just wouldn't. But I don't see a problem with doing it. And my son was not.
No, again, I want to ask you, why would you not do it yourself?
That's like asking me why I wouldn't.
What is the need? The point is, there is no need to be naked in a changing room. Wrap a bloody towel around yourself.
But if you don't want to, as with those two men that were in the gym a couple of weeks ago with my young fella, he's not traumatised. It's when the likes of all you listening make a bigger deal out of this and start shouting predators, and it's...
Well, no, this guy isn't even saying predators.
No, he didn't, but it's been used several times on our Facebook page. Anybody that believes that's predatory, yeah, you need to get your hard drive checked if you think that's predatory behaviour. That's not because what you're doing
the question I'm asking is...
What you're doing is you're conflating nudity with predator behaviour, and it's not. These two owl lads, I'd say they were about in their 70s, who were having a swim in the same pool as my young fella, mm-hmm. and got naked in the same changing room. They weren't predators. I doubt they even noticed that he was there. But so what? So what? It's not predatory. Nobody is being hurt. We need to let you... We want to grow up in a completely different place than... our children to go up in a completely different place than we did, where nudity isn't frowned upon. And like you,
but again, Jeremy, you're missing the point.
Naked man, oh,
you
no,
just
naked
said
woman.
You just said
yeah, just
that you
me.
Wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't
so
be,
why do others feel the need to do it?
Others feel the need to smoke when I don't smoke. Well, everybody has their different things.
No, this is different. You're in a communal area, okay? So why be stripping down and letting it all hang out? Basically,
no, I have done it in the gym, which wouldn't have chill. I don't know. I just guess it's not for me. But I don't see the big deal in doing it, and I certainly wouldn't be like talk about being a Karen. This fella, like, ridiculous, wanting to leave. Like, we spoke to him off air as well, wanting to leave the gym because of this behaviour going on. Like, that's ridiculous.
Well, again, this is what his message said. I'd like you to talk about old men and middle-aged men walking around gym changing rooms fully naked with kids around. At my gym, I'm not going to name, but they've mostly normalised it, or walk around nude in the changing rooms. Keep in mind, these changing rooms are for all ages. There are holes in the showers where perverts look through into your cubicle. Discuss this immediately.
No, there's no perverts looking through holes in gym showers. Jesus Christ.
Let me kick off with Jonathan.
Well, lads, how are you getting on today? Sorry I won't be able to come on. But just in regard to the topic for today. Yeah, we had a situation like that in a hotel I used to use with the kids. It was just the one big changing room. And it was, look, it's some lads walking around with their bits out. It's a lads' changing room. No problem there. But or you should just bring the kids into the toilet and just get them changed in there. And out into the pool after that. And if I brought the young one in, the toddler, like, it'd be the same thing. But look, it's a lad's dressing room. Do you want to walk around with their bits hanging out? Yeah, it might be uncomfortable, but, you know, nothing against the rules about it. And there is a leisure centre. It's not a swimming pool where they'd have cubicles. So it can be a bit uncomfortable, but I used to just use the actual toilet itself. It was big enough. They had a handicapped toilet in it, so you'd go in there and change the kids and into the pool after that. And same thing again, if there's people walking around naked when you come out of the pool, back in there, change them, and no harm done. Uncomfortable it may be, but, you know, there's ways around that. And that's really it. Yeah. Cheers, lads. Bye-bye.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
Yeah, how are
you? Good, thanks, Ross. Do you see any harm in people being naked in a communal dressing room?
It's a communal dressing room.
Yeah, so I know that.
So no. Like, well, you're in there for a reason.
Yeah, you're in there to get changed.
You're not in there to be looking at people. You're in there, you're having a shower, you're getting changed.
Yeah, no, I know.
You're minding your own business. If somebody else is looking at you, that's their shit.
Okay, but again, what is the need to be naked? Why can't you wrap it? If you went, say, for example, to the beach and you went in for a swim and you got back out of the sea and then you're taking your swimming gear off, you wouldn't do it naked. You'd wrap a towel around yourself. So why can't people do that in a dressing room?
Well, you're standing on a beach there. Do you know what I mean? So like there's everyone there. But you're in a communal, you're in a changing room with men. Like, what's the difference? Like, what's the problem?
I'm asking, especially when there's children around. That's really what this guy's issue is. Having children around, he thinks it is highly inappropriate to be naked with kids around.
Well, obviously, if there's kids around and stuff like that, you would be a little bit, like, you'd be thinking to yourself, Jesus, like, I'll stand with me back to the kid. Like, I'm not going to turn around and be drying myself with my bits hanging out, but I'll stand there with me back to him and I'll take my towel off and I'll dry myself with me back to him.
But hang on, you know and I know, Ross, that there are some men who don't do that, who let it all hang out. And Jeremy even gave an example of two old men in the swimming pool letting it all hang out in front of his young fella.
Yeah, sure, look, I was actually swimming down on White Rock down in Cloyne there a while ago. And Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, a few of us in the water. And we turned around and there's a little white hut there where people would get changed in. And turned around and there was a guy walking down. Now, he must have been in his 70s. All he was wearing was a swimming hat. That was it. Going into the sea, wearing a swimming hat. And that's on a normal beach. He had no issues with that. There was a few lads in the water. You know, like, people do this. Like, people are at this years. You know, it's like you said it there a while ago. Why does everything have to be sexualized? Why does everything have to be, like, why do the men in the change rooms have to be predators?
Well, no, I'm not calling them predators by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's the comments.
Yeah, I've been looking at the comments as well. But I mean, some of the comments were, what sort of a parent would bring their child to a gym or a swimming pool that lets this happen? Other people saying it's absolutely outrageous that there only a pervert would stand there naked in front of children. You have to ask the question, when there are children around, is there any need to be naked? Is there not something a little bit off with somebody being naked? Now, Jeremy, you said that your young fella saw the two old fellas bollock naked in the dressing room.
And giggled about it, laughed about it, but it's not a sexual... Now, if those men, I'm sure you'd agree, Ross, if those men were walking around with boners in the change room, then you'd say, okay, there's an issue here. But they literally... Not everybody, as Ross says, not everybody equates nudity to sex. Okay,
you can tell by somebody's attitude. Like if somebody's standing, look, if I'm in a change room in a gym or whatever it is, swimming pool, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm standing there, and there's a guy maybe 5 or 10 feet away from me, and he's standing there and he's drying himself, and he's not paying attention to anybody around him. Fair enough, mate, you're grand, you do your stuff, but it's the people then that would turn around and they'd. And they'd have their hands out and they'd be standing talking to someone across the changing room. Like, there's no need for that, you know? If there's kids around and all that, you've got to, like, you do have to protect that, you know?
Okay, so do you think that in a dressing room then, where there are young children, or where there are children, a sign should go up, please don't be naked in this changing room?
No, you can't tell someone not to be naked in a changing room. You're in a changing room for a reason.
But Ross, we all do it on a beach, for example. We're well able to not be naked getting changed. So why the need to do it in a dressing room?
Nothing wrong with a sign going up in the change room or whatever it is. Please be aware of young children. That's all.
Well, now, that says nothing.
Why? How would it not?
The sign should
you're
say...
If
the sign said, please don't be naked in front of children, that's more clear than please be aware of children.
Yeah, well, please be aware and don't be naked, whatever, like something like that. But you can't tell someone not to be naked in a change room. You know, like I played football for years when I turned 18, first year playing with a senior team. You're playing with lads who are in their 20s. You're playing with lads who are in their 30s. Lads could be up to 40. You go into the changing rooms. You don't go into the showers because you're nervous and stuff like that. Like, what's to be nervous about? You know, like
again, but you're talking about an adult. I'm talking about children, and this is what this guy who contacted us is talking about: a changing room where there are children. You should not be naked. End of.
I don't think so. Look, you can't, like, if there's children there, yeah, fair enough, like, take it on your own self, like, there's children there, be aware of that, you know, be a bit respectful for the children that's there, but you can't tell people not to be getting changed in the changing room.
Okay, stay there.
Has it ever happened to you where you're getting changed? Just say you're getting changed on the beach or anything like that, and you know you tie the towel around you, and you're trying to put your hands up the towel, trying to get your shorts on, and the next thing the towel opens and falls down.
It has happened. I'm sure it's happened to all of us at some stage, but that's not your main aim there. Do you know what I mean? Your main aim is to try and keep the bloody towel on you.
Yeah,
and
nine times
out of ten, you're able to do it. This is the point I'm making: that we are quite capable of getting changed. Changed whilst keeping our modesty under wraps.
But it's like, again,
Agent sounds like he's from the 1950s.
No,
there's no law to say that you can't get changed in the change room.
Keep your modesty. Keep your modesty.
The point I'm making is that those old men that got changed bollock naked in front of your young fella,
yeah,
they'd be well able to get changed with a towel around them on a beach.
Why should they have to? If the key word here is changing room. It's a changing room where you put clothes on and you take clothes off. So what?
Well, let's go to Angela. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. Well, should it be... Well, the guy who contacted us wants it banned to be naked in a changing room where there are children. What's your view on this?
What is? I can't believe you've actually just said to put up a sign, you know, that please don't be naked in front of kids. Like, seriously. That's the greatest bullshit I've ever heard.
But what's the harm? You see, the point I'm trying to make is...
Hold on a second, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kids are being brought up, right, that nobody touches them, nobody does anything like that, right? But you're actually teaching them to be afraid of someone. Like, I'm a childminder, right? I'm going back there a couple of years ago. I was minding four boys in Newbridge. Now, two of them were aged 10 and 8. And they were getting dressed for school one morning, and I walked in, and the two of them had their boxers on and their t-shirts, and straight away put their hands over the, oh, Jesus, no. And I was like, what's wrong, Jesus? They were like, no, you can't see it, you can't see it. We're teaching them to be ashamed and afraid of somebody around us naked. That's not good. That's terrible. Like, I'm not saying that you should flaunt it all over the place. But if you're inside the change room getting changed, everyone else is doing the same thing. So what's the problem? What's the problem with people seeing each other naked? It's not like they're all walking around with a record.
This isn't around adults we're talking about. We're talking about changing rooms
where there are
children and young children. And in some cases, in a men's changing room, you might have a little girl, for example, with her daddy, a really small girl. So it is an issue, is it not?
And is it the same so in a women's changing room, that women shouldn't be naked around young girls?
Yeah, you see, there's the double standards here, Angela. Nobody would have a problem with that. Nobody would have a problem. We've never ever got, in all the years, we've never ever got a call from a woman saying, I'm disgusted. I brought little Chloe into the change rooms and there was a naked woman there. But this goes back, this harkens back to the old argument that people deep down see men as sexual predators and they don't see women as sexual predators.
And what you're repeating them is that when they go to school, right? Let's say when they're older in secondary school, when they're playing with teens, when they are doing pee, when they're doing everything like that, that you're actually nearly shaming girls that they should go into the cubicle and change and not change in front of each other. When you're older, when you're playing football, when you're playing rugby, or playing hurling, when you're playing any of them, that you should be ashamed of yourself and not let anybody see you.
Well, let me read a comment that we just got in this moment from Pauline, and she says, I brought my kids swimming and kept my towel around me when I was drying myself, so that's where you're wrong, Angela, again. In other words, this is doable. We can do it, so why don't we?
No, I'm not saying we can do it. Nobody is saying we can't do it. What we're saying is, why should we? Why should we?
Okay, well, I'm going to throw right back at you. Why shouldn't you?
Why shouldn't I? Because, listen, I'm a big unit. I don't give a continental shit who sees me naked. I don't care. It's my body. You know, no, I'm not saying that I will walk around the changing room, launching it around the place. I do keep a towel on myself if I'm out swimming in the lake. I try and do it, but the thing is, if a towel drops, I'm not panicking. And I'll go,
there's a difference between a towel accidentally dropping on the ground and deliberately standing there bollock naked. There's a big difference.
But that's the way men are. And that's the right thing to do. You know, why be ashamed? Why stand there and go, oh my God, look at him. Don't look at him. Don't we say that about women breastfeeding? If they have their boobs out, they're sitting at dinner, don't look at them. Isn't that what we say?
Okay, stay there for a second. Okay,
you're actually doing double standards now as well.
All right, stay there for a second, Angela, if you can, please. I want to bring in a lot of opinions coming in on this, by the way. Ross has been in touch with us.
How are you, lads? Unfortunately, I can't come on at the moment. I'm working, but the point I was making is, I mean, I'm in a club in Leopardstown, and despite the fact that we have two floors of the changing room, one floor where the kids can be, and the top floor is only adults, you know, when somebody's walking around parading it and it all hanging out, it's not a nice thing to see. It really isn't. So it's okay if you're only for a few minutes, just changing. You can cover yourself over or not. Get your cacks on and get yourself dressed and you're grand. But not when somebody's walking around parading it because they don't give a shite and they're standing there drying their hair and it's all hanging out. No, I don't think so. Here's Ross.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Amber, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Amber.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Amber. Well, is there any need to be naked in a dressing room, especially one where there are children?
No, I don't think it's acceptable at all. It's different if it was a male changing room, and then that's different. Like, I've been in many gyms, saunas, etc., etc. I still wouldn't walk around naked if it was just a women's changing room, and especially because there's kids present. It's definitely a no-no. Like, not a hope in hell.
And in a, because obviously I don't frequent women's changing rooms, is it common to see?
No, it's like I've seen it before, like when I was in a women's changing room, like I've seen a woman walking around with her breasts hanging out, but like I wouldn't look at her, but personally I wouldn't do it, but like fair play to them, they have the confidence to do it, but again, if there was a child there...
Is that the only reason you wouldn't do it, because of confidence?
I just wouldn't, like, I just think it's, like, that's private. Like, I'm a very private person. I wouldn't have my bits hanging out in front of people.
Yeah, you see, a lot of people believe that if you are walking around naked in a changing room, you're showing off, you want to be seen, you want to be noticed, and that is just totally inappropriate in a dressing room.
Like, in regards to the last person that was on there saying, don't look at them, like, it's a bit hard when it's just hanging out in front of you. Like, everything's hanging out in front of you, do you know what I mean? You just can't help with your eyes.
Okay, but Amber, but if it was a queue at the checkout of H&M or Penny's, you'd say, okay, that's not appropriate here. But in a changing room, in any sort of place where people change or go to swim, you have to expect nudity. And to be shocked by nudity in the changing room, yeah, is akin to being shocked by alcohol being served in a pub. Oh my God, they're serving alcohol in a pub. What do you expect?
It's not people, the same thing.
Yes, it is.
It's not people, the same thing.
People are going to be naked in a changing room. Let's just stop sexualizing it. Stop looking at bodies as though they're disgusting things. There's nothing disgusting there to be ashamed of about nudity. Nudity
again, we are talking, Jeremy, about in front of children, not adults and adults, okay? If you're going to a gym that's just all adults, knock yourself out. We're talking about...
That's the point.
Yes,
yeah, that's the
we're
point
talking
I'm
about
saying.
A dressing room that there are young children present, and I'm arguing that there's no need for it. There is
When there's children there, there's no need for it. Like, it's not hard to just put a towel over you, throw a pair of shorts
on. But there was
on.
No need for those old fellas to be naked in front of your young fella. None.
No. But as I was saying, like, if it's an adult female room, it's all females, and they can be naked then, that's fine. We're all adults. But if there's underage children, it's illegal, like, when you think about it.
Well,
like, you know,
I don't think it is illegal.
Well, it's not illegal.
Not illegal. Like, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it doesn't even sound right saying it. Do you know what I mean?
It's totally inappropriate. I mean, and you're just brushing it off. The lads were naked.
But it's like this whole thing, it's a different issue. But I remember bringing the kids out to the National Aquatic Centre, and I wanted to take photographs of them going down the slides. And the lifeguard came over and says, you can't use your camera in the National Aquatic Centre. I'm like, why? Why? I want to take a photograph of my kids on the pirate ship. No, you can't. Like, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so you're not allowed to do that, yet you can walk into a dressing room, well, not in the National Aquatic Centre, but elsewhere,
they're cubicles, and
you can see men walking around naked. I mean...
I don't even know how the men are comfortable doing it in front of children.
Well, stay there for one second, because... Breda, you just don't think it's ever appropriate to be naked in any dressing room at any time.
First of all, I demand to know the name of this leisure facility that people are walking around doing this in.
Well, it's...
This needs to be highlighted as a matter of urgency.
They're not doing anything illegal.
I can name about five hotels that I've been in where this has happened.
So. Yeah, no, the fact of the matter is, sorry, Breda, we're not going to name the place because they're not doing anything illegal.
Now.
No, I won't.
I think you should name it.
No, I won't. Because what they're doing is not illegal. Allowing people
exposing
to walk around
your
naked.
Genitals to children and showing them your penis is illegal.
Is illegal, it's not. If you're
and
in
what if, God forbid, they were walking around with erections?
Nobody does that in the dress.
No, in fairness, I did mention that.
Could happen. And what would happen then? If a man was walking around in front of children with an erection.
That's not this conversation,
no,
Breda.
I mentioned that earlier on, Breda. I said, you know, if they were walking around with erections, then you would have a problem. But I've never, in all my years...
No, I've never
been in a change room, I've never seen anybody.
Well, it doesn't matter. The point is that there are men walking around and peeping through holes at children.
That hasn't been confirmed.
No,
it hasn't. We've tried to get onto that guy who sent the message to confirm that. There's nobody.
I believe it.
Let's start at the start. An adult-only premises, like a gym, an adult's gym. Is there anything wrong in adults in an adult's gym being naked, in your opinion?
You do not get naked when there are children on the premises.
No, I'm asking you.
If you do it, you are a dirty paedophile.
No, you're not a paedophile for being naked in the changing room. Are those two men that were in the changing rooms when my son was there, were they paedophiles?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
A swimming pool changing room a couple of weeks ago. When we were away in a hotel in Galway, and there was two elderly men, 60s or 70s, changing themselves completely naked in front of my son. Are they paedophiles?
That is deeply, deeply disturbing. There are definitely paedophilic tendencies there, and they need to be checked out. That's not normal behaviour. It's paedophilic.
Well, what's paedophilic about it?
Exposing your genitals and your penis.
But
Rita, just to clarify, these men didn't come over and stand in front of Jeremy's young fella with their penis swinging around.
I'm not giving you the bloody name.
Don't be so ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. Children must be protected. I would like the name of the facility immediately.
Sorry, are you talking about the hotel where I was staying in, or the hotel that guy is talking about?
The one where men are creeping through the holes looking at children.
Allegedly, Brida.
And they're walking around. Even if that's not the case, I still think that
The reason I will not name this premises is because having people naked in a changing room is not illegal. So why would I possibly name them?
I'm pretty sure that it's probably against the law, but it has gone unchallenged because people just accept it. It's like when parents allow their children to go around naked on the beach. I'm sure there's a law, but people accept it because they're strange and they have strange paedophilic tendencies. How would anybody be okay with men showing children, innocent children, their penises?
Let's just deal with this for one second. How would... By the way, I didn't mention
this. This is not about my son.
But just that line. How can anybody be comfortable with men exposing their penises to young children? That's exactly what she said.
It's all about... I don't know. Do you understand what context means, Brida?
I'm not an idiot. Okay. I know what context means. Okay, but let me ask you, would you shower in front of your child?
Yeah, when he was younger, I did. I wouldn't now.
Would you shower now in front of your child? You have a daughter.
I don't like sharing in front of anybody. I don't even like sharing in front of your daughter? My point is context, Brida. If my son was walking down...
Would you masturbate in front of your child?
Oh, my God.
Jesus, where are you going with this?
If I was walking down...
What's the difference?
If I was walking down Grafton Street... And there was a man walking up Grafton Street past a load of kids swinging his Mickey around. That man should be arrested and put on the sex offender's
register. But why? It's still a penis that the children are seeing. Would you go into a hotel swimming pool and masturbate in front of children?
That's a stupid question. The obvious answer is no.
By the way, the fact that you would even...
Why would you not?
But the fact that you would even...
This is a problem, Jeremy, that you are not listening to me.
The fact that you even mentioned masturbating in front of the children, your hard drive needs to be checked. 100% your hard drive needs to be checked.
My hard drive is absolutely perfect. It's perfect. No. I want to know why you would not masturbate in front of children.
That's a horrible question to even ask, Brida, I have to say. I find that vile that you would even ask that question.
It's a fair question because if you're okay with children seeing your genitals, what's the difference with cleaning yourself up and having a rub?
It's creepy as fuck, to be honest with you, pardon my French, that you would even discuss something like that and then dare to demand. What are you going to do if I give you the name of the hotel, yeah? Where in Galway, where my son was changing beside 2 70-year-old naked men. What are you going to do? Realistically.
Well, first of all, I would contact the hotel, and I would tell them that they have a serious problem inside of their dressing room, so there are paedophiles walking around.
Can you imagine answering that call, agent? Can you imagine me the one that answers that call?
Sorry, can I just clarify, Breda? It is so wrong and so inappropriate of you to brand anyone a paedophile just because they're changing their clothes or getting dressed in a dressing room.
She says agent on a 180.
Well, you can get dressed, absolutely.
Please do dress yourself. Put on a towel. Nobody needs to see your lad. Nobody wants to see your lad.
Stay there for a moment. Mark, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mark?
Oh, my God, lads. Listening to her fucking breathe through your nose, breathe. Gee, what is she on about masturbating in front of children?
I know, it's
disgusting.
Holy Jesus. But listen, lads, no, I just had to laugh about today's topic because it was only yesterday, good old Adrian was saying that, defending kids learning about rim jobs and masturbation and anal fisting and all this yesterday in schools. And now he's uncomfortable with a man naked in a fucking chair.
No, I didn't say I was in any way uncomfortable. What I said was, what's the need for it? I'm not calling anybody perverts or deviants or anything like that.
People need to get changed.
But the comparison that I made was, if you're on the beach in Port Marnock on a hot sunny day, you're able to put your togs on and take them back off without anybody seeing you. You're well able to do that. So why can you not do it in a dressing room? That's all. That's all I'm asking.
Like, some people do get naked on the beach and it takes them 2 minutes to just get dressed and throw their...
Jeez, you don't see that very often, though. You don't see that very often, especially... Especially with children. But this conversation, Mark, is the appropriateness of being naked in front of young children I'm talking about.
Yeah, and that's always happened. Like, for generations, that's happened, like, in changing rooms. Men have walked around. As long as it's male children in a male's dressing room, right, and females with the females, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, a lot of people, as you can hear, don't agree with it. I'm just arguing the need for it. If I'm in a dressing room, and maybe it's a, I'm not naked. I wrap a towel around myself. I get changed, and that's it. Nobody will see my manhood at all.
You're falling into this woke generation.
I'm not. This has nothing to do with being woke.
Adrian is so woke. He's literally so woke.
This has nothing to do with being woke. This is arguing, and I'm not going down the road that your woman Breda was going down.
I'm
not calling anyone a pervert. I'm not calling anyone a deviant or anything of the sort. I'm just asking, why the hell do you need to be standing there with everything hanging out? That's
Adrian,
all.
It's like you're exactly like Breda. It's like you're insinuating just because a man is naked in a male dressing room, he's like some sort of predator or pedophile.
I didn't say that. I said nothing of the sort. All I said was, why? Why do you need to? Jeremy said earlier on, if he's getting changed in the dressing room, he won't be naked. I've said the same. I can wrap a towel around myself and I don't want anyone to see me, so I keep it covered up. Now, why can't everybody do that?
Because why should I? They don't have to. There's no rules. There's no law.
Well, Breda, you want there to be a law, don't you?
Well, I think that they should really have laws. But if it was, I mean, why are we even talking about this? Because surely exposing yourself to children and showing them your penises, that in itself should go without saying that it is inappropriate. And I would actually believe that is already against the law.
Well, it's not obviously against the law to get changed and be naked in a changing room. But
it worries me immensely that there are paedophiles walking around with their penises out.
Oh, my God. Paedophiles.
You are sympathising with inappropriate behaviour. You are sympathising with paedophiles right now.
I'm sympathising with naked men that are getting changed after a workout or a swim.
Naked men that are showing children their genitalia. They are exposing their penises and their erections.
This is all in your twisted head, like. Do you know what I mean? You're watching too much.
I'm twisted. Okay, I really need to understand this now because I can't understand this mentality, and I can't understand how you're being so rude and you can excuse this inappropriate behaviour. I want to expose hotels that allow
It's literally a hotel that has a swimming pool and a gym and a changing rooms that is a...
There's nothing illegal in what this hotel is doing, Breda. Nothing whatsoever.
Exposing yourself to children is highly illegal and highly inappropriate and absolutely disturbing. It is so disturbing that two men would sit on a podcast and say that this kind of behaviour is in any way acceptable.
No, I will not sleep tonight because I am so concerned by this.
Well, can I just say one thing to you? Yeah? Stop hassling the girls answering the phones and working the Facebook, okay? They do not even... Sorry, girls, do you even know the name of the hotel? They don't even know the name of the hotel. The only people that know the name of the hotel is the person who sent us the message, Adrian and myself.
Yep.
So leave Katie alone, leave Amanda alone.
When I phoned the girls on your show, they were very rude to me.
Because they don't know the name of the hotel. They have an obligation, a moral obligation, and a legal obligation to inform me of where this premises is. I have argued that I don't see the need for people to be naked in a dressing room, okay? And that's the argument I put across here. But to make insinuations about the motivation of people to be naked in a dressing room is just disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting.
I think that you should both be reported and investigated.
Oh, give it over.
Oh, Breda, seriously.
I think that you need to both be looked at.
Mark, are you still there?
How do you talk sense about this, Mark, to Breda?
I'm just baffled here. Like, listening to what we're talking about, men getting changed in a dressing room, and she's talking about peepholes, paedophilia, masturbating in front of kids. Like, what is wrong with that woman? What's wrong with her? What is actually wrong with her? Like, she needs serious therapy. I think, Breda, I'll pay for serious therapy for you, Breda. Seriously, it's on
you. I don't need therapy. I think people that are okay with showing their penises to young children who are innocent, and I think that they need therapy. I think that they should be locked up.
Now, you see, Mark, on that point... if I were in a dressing room and there are young children in the dressing room, I will not be naked in front of those children. And Jeremy has said the same thing. And the only argument I'm making here is, what's the need for it? If there are young children around, just cover it up, for God's sake. No?
Well, yeah, that's your opinion, and you and Jeremy, that's what you should do. But in fairness, if I was getting out of the pool in a dressing room, I would get dressed quickly, right? It takes you, like, what, 10 seconds to put a pair of underwear on, and I wouldn't be, like thinking, consciously thinking all the time, oh geez, I hope kids aren't looking at me. I would just get dressed as quick as I can and go about my day. Like, you're not going to be thinking like, oh,
in other words,
God.
I know it must be the end of the world because myself and Mark are agreeing with each other. the planet.
Well, listen, I just want to say I will not be forgiven. I will not be accepting Adrian's apology unless I get an opinions matter goodie bag in the post tomorrow.
Do we have any opinions?
No, we'll have to get one.
I actually agree with you. The last thing on my mind would be if I'm in a changing room, oh my God, are people going to think I'm a paedophile? Like, just people are obsessed with paedophilia. And Breda, you're one of these people that is obsessed. You think every man is a paedophile.
I think that men going around showing their keen eye to women or to children are a concern to society. And I will be calling back the phone, and I will continue to call the phone tonight until I am answered in regards to the name of the premises and its behaviour.
Really, we're not going to be given
it to you. We'll tell you the name of the hotel. It's Kennedy's Hotel in Gorey, County Wexford.
It's not.
There's no hotel called that.
No, there isn't.
I'll be sending a solicitor's letter in.
Breda, I'll be contacting the guards because I promise you that
as soon as this call ends today, I will contact the guards and I will say that you are withholding information that is vital to them. Children's protection is being compromised because you will not declare a premises that is obviously of a concern to children.
Okay, Breda, I've been asked to play this message for you. Just have a listen, please, to this. Hang on now.
Breda should be sectioned under the Mental Health Act.
Is that all that lunatic has to say? That spark-raving mad lunatic.
Right.
I don't need to be sectioned. I think yourselves need to be sectioned and locked up for making it out to be okay that men would show their keen eye to women or to children. I'm very upset. I'm very upset.
Stay there or whatever. I'm now regretting saying what I said earlier on, because she's just taken it down a completely different avenue altogether. Keith.
Hi, Jeremy. You don't have a problem, are they? Oh. Why do people feel the need to do that in this day and age? Strip off the bare bollocks and walk around. Like, nobody wants to be seeing that shit. It's 2024. It's not only fucking fans. You know, these cunts going to the gym, stripping off. You do see it, even at the beach, you'd see it. Some people have no respect for their surroundings. And need on a daily basis. And here he's talking about things like that. So, yeah. My son and daughter was there, and somebody walked up and you were bollock naked. I tell them, wrap your fucking self up there. We kids don't need to be fucking saying that shit.
This is Eddie.
Good afternoon, chaps. This is actually an interesting topic, and it's something I've come across many a time in my gym stroke swimming pool. So when I get out of the swimming pool and I go in and get changed, have a shower, and have a towel around me, like Adrian says, like a normal person. But when you're drying yourself, obviously, your bits are out, right? But there's a kid near me. I'd probably make a concerted effort to cover myself, just because I don't make him feel awkward, you know what I mean? I don't know, it's just a respect thing. Now, also in my place, there's a couple of lads, fathers, who bring the daughters in, and the daughters are only like two or three, and there isn't like a family changing room, so they change them in the male changing room. And again, I'd cover myself when I'm getting changed out of respect for their door. That's all it is.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Alan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alan?
Hey, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Alan. What do you want to say on this?
Look, I agree with Jeremy. Like, you know, there's nothing sexual at all about it. Like, I go to the gym now. I don't get changed there because I only live like 5 minutes from the gym. So I prefer to go home and have a shower. Like I said, lads do be in there and changed all the time or wherever that. And nobody bats an eyelid. Like, you know, if we're all grown men, we're not little kids or whatever, like, going, oh, he has no top on or whatever like that, you know, or, you know, like Keith there, afraid of catching gay, like, because he sees another naked man. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I have more of an issue of lads that are shaving and stuff like that in the gym. You're going into the bathroom or whatever, and you're trying to, and there's some lad like taking up a sink and shaving and leaving all the hair around.
Yeah, but I've also seen a guy not only shaving but shaving while completely naked standing at the sink. No, that's ridiculous.
We're back to it again. We're back to the nudity thing.
Well, this is that's what the conversation is.
But there's nothing sexual at all about it. Like, that's the thing. Like, there's nobody, okay, maybe there is some gay people in there that look and go, oh, Jesus, he's a nice body or whatever, you know, or geez, I better not say the P word and get breed it triggered again. But, look, it's nothing sexual about it. Like, honestly, like,
At no point did I say there was anything sexual about this at all. No point did I say that. Like, all I've said is, why? Why the need? Yeah. Oh, and we're only talking about any dressing room that has kids in it, young kids. That's all. If it's adults, you knock yourself out, be as naked as you like.
When I was younger, my dad used to play squash down Clonparf, like, and he'd bring me down or whatever on a Saturday. He'd get down on his bike or whatever that, and he'd go in and get changed, and I'd go in with him or wherever while he's getting changed, and like that, there was people getting changed around me or whatever that. I never batted an eyelid. I never thought about it. There was nobody with a bone or anything like that.
No, obviously. Obviously. But again, we're in a different era now. It's 2024. We're a lot more. We're a lot more sensitive around children and what they're exposed to. At least we should be. The fact of the matter is that. I'm just asking why, when there are young children around, do people feel the need, like those two old men in the gym with or in the swimming pool that you were at, Jeremy? Why? Why could they not just cover themselves up?
They're probably doing it their whole life. You probably don't see anything wrong. It's like the other call that says that somebody went into the beach earlier or went swimming earlier, like he was naked. Like, I don't care. Like, I live beside the beach. I go down walking all the time and see people swimming. I'll be honest with you, those people, now there is part of it that is naked anyway, but I mean, if there's people there, I couldn't give a rat's. If that's what you want to do, I couldn't give a rat's. As long as I'm
you're an adult, Alan. We're talking about this happening in front of young children.
Now, Jean has been on to us, and she says kids are not supposed to be in a gym. They're supposed to be of a certain age. Now, Jean, I don't know if you just come to us late, but we addressed this issue earlier on. The particular gym that's been talked about now is a gym within a hotel that also has a swimming pool and has a communal changing rooms. I've been to this hotel. It has the changing rooms. It doesn't have cubicles. It's literally, four benches with lockers. So once you come out of the shower, by the way, and I'm only after thinking of this now, Alan, in this particular hotel, when you go to the changing rooms, there's no cubicles even for the showers. The showers are completely open. So no matter how hard you try, unless you're going to have a shower with the towel wrapped around you, which is bloody stupid. So it's impossible in this particular changing rooms.
Well, there isn't even shower curtains or anything.
No. There's no shower curtains. It's completely, it's like this studio here. And just
well, no, you can
room.
You can if you're after being in for a swim, you can have your shower with your swimming shorts on. You can.
Okay.
Let me just bring in one last call, and it's another Alan actually on line two. Alan, welcome to Opinions Matter.
Hi, lads. How you keeping?
Good, thanks, Alan. What do you want to say on this?
That Rita, she really disgusts me. I mean, calling men paedophiles.
No, it is disgraceful. It's disgusting. Yeah, absolutely.
She owes everyone an apology for that name, because that has destroyed innocent men, that name.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think it's highly inappropriate what she was calling men in particular. However, I just question why. Why do you need to? That's all I'm asking.
It's a very diverse topic, but that name, regardless of what you think of it, that shouldn't be brought up in any conversation. Paedophile.
Well, it can be brought up in some conversations when you're talking about paedophiles, but I understand the point you're making, that it shouldn't. It's a word that shouldn't be used for this conversation. But again, a lot of people, and I'm reading some of the comments that people have made, a lot of people question why a grown man would want to be naked and not make an effort to not be naked in front of children.
Where I normally go swimming, if there's kids there, I'd go to a different cubicle if there's one available, because like that, you know, I just don't feel comfortable around kids if I'm in the, you know, but that is just, like, that name is just absolutely horrible.
No, I'm not going to argue with you. But again, does she not have the
point? It's thrown around too much.
It is thrown around too much, I agree. Does she not have a point that there is just no need for men? And when we're talking about men, we had another caller on earlier on talking about a women's dressing room or changing room, saying if there are young kids around, there's just no need for it. Cover yourself up, for God's sake.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is no need to be, you know, butt naked. I mean, there is towels, there's other, you know, stuff to do.
But that's the point. That's the only argument that I've been making, that there just is no need. Just no need when there are young children around. If it's an adults only changing room, by all means, do your own thing, knock yourself out, walk around bollock naked. But if there are young kids around, I just think you should cover it up. That's all I've been arguing. Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note on this from Damien.
It's quite obvious that Breda is a sex addict, because no matter what the conversation is, she has to bring it around to sex.
And penises and erections.
My favourite comment of the whole topic is from, and it's not really related to what we're talking about, but Sinead, we're talking about using a towel in the shower, and Sinead messaged in to say, I would need two towels for all my bellies. I love people that can laugh about their weight problems.
She's just that honest.
That's what she said, yeah. I love people that are that honest and can actually say, you know, I have a big belly and I'd need two towels.
Anyway, just to clarify, I am not in any way agreeing with anything that that woman said a few minutes ago. All I'm saying is, if there are young children around, just wrap a towel around yourself. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, girls, that you had to put up with that.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode of Opinions Matter, which is usually most weekday afternoons. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.